How shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple, without complexity and incorporeal, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by an infant's bands. John Chrysostom. December 6th. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah." Luke 1:13. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." Luke 1:30. And the angel said to them, "Fear not." Luke 2:10. 3 times the angels had to tell those they addressed, "Do not be afraid or fear not." It is no doubt that their sudden appearance and glorious demeanor had a startling impact on those they came to. For Zechariah, they told him to not fear because God had heard his petition for a son. For Mary, it was because God had set his loving affection upon her. And for the shepherds, it was because they were hearing the good news of great joy that God had sent the Savior. Beloved, Christmas is a message that destroys all fear, because it reminds us that God hears the cries of his people, has set his loving and saving affection upon them, and sent his only begotten Son to perfectly live and die for sinners. So fear not. The story of Christmas melts all fear away with its good news of great joy.